nothing but the blood. Today I want to talk to you about what God wants you to remember. See, God loves us. And don't be telling me about all the hardships you got and all these problems that you have and all of this. I'm telling you, God loves you. And God says, I want you to bring the garbage to me. And when God says, I want you to bring the garbage to me, that's exactly what he means. You bring it and you leave it there. All the trials, all the tribulations, are you going to have them? You better believe it. You're in a human condition serving a flawless, awesome God. God sees you the way you are now, but he pictures you. He treats you as being totally complete because he sees you in heaven with him. Because of what Jesus did, God said, count it as you're already here. I have you. I love you. And then the questions arise. Well, if the Lord loves me so much, why do I go through all the garbage I got to go to? Because you're still in a human condition. The human body, the human mind, that brain that's doing most of your thinking, is slowly giving in as you grow in Christ to the spiritual you. Now, you see, the spiritual you is much greater than that human brain. It can only do so much. It can do so much that we can't imagine how much it can do, but it can only do so much. God says, in the spirit, worshiping me, you can do all things through my Son, who strengthens you. Amen. That's why he tells us, live in the spirit. Focus more on the real spiritual you. After all, it's that real spiritual you is the only part that's going to make it. Now, you got a new body coming one day. Not here yet. You got a new body coming. And it's going to be a glorified body, just like Jesus. But in the meantime, you're doing life without parole. You're doing life in that body that God has given you. And he says, you got one shot at this. You don't get a do-over in life, folks. You do life. And God says, I see the flaws. I know your weaknesses. I know your desires. But I want you to worship me in spirit and in truth, meaning through Jesus. In spirit and in truth. So that as you go through this life, you will glorify God himself. And he says, I'll give you the strength. I'll give you the courage. You will go, you have gone into this life without any worry about having the right tools for the life God has given you. Now life hurts. You're going to cry. When you have teenagers, you're going to cry a lot. But you're going to cry. Looking at what's going on in the world today breaks your heart. Hatred and bitterness, viciousness, vileness. God says, I called you for this time in history. Each one of us. You're called to serve God this time in history. You can't pick the time you're born. God sees you, sees the need. See, what if you were born at a different time, but the ones that you loved then would have been without that awesome personality of yours, with all the flaws, all the weaknesses? God said, I want you to remember this. And as you remember, I want you to always remember me first. When you get ready to pray, remember Jesus first. When you get ready to thank Jesus first. He is God incarnate. He came to feel and conquer our weaknesses. He knows your pain. He felt it. He understands how you got in that mess. And he knows your way out. And it's always the same name, Jesus. Jesus says, call on me, meaning recognize me. You don't call like he's not here. Jesus promised, I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. Remember that. God says, as you remember, remember when you first came to Jesus. Remember when you first recognized him as Lord in your life. Now, you all have heard me say this many, many times. I do remember going forward in the church at about 8 years old or so and telling them, I want to accept Jesus, Lord and Savior, my life, and I want to be baptized and become a member of this church. At 8 years old, I was talking. Jesus guides us, but I do not ever remember a time when I didn't believe. I remember when I went forward publicly, but I always knew Jesus was the man. I always knew that he loved me. Those around me may not have expressed his love to me, but Jesus did himself to touch the heart of a child. Parents, pay attention to your children. Appreciate God's wisdom through them. Mama, Daddy, you all always told me it was wrong to do what you all are doing. That'll get you every time. God says, remember when you first came to me. Hebrews 10, first part of verse 32. Don't ever forget. Don't ever forget those early days when you first learned about Christ. Early days. There wasn't anything Jesus couldn't do. I knew it in my heart. Now, adults in those days, in my days growing up, kids were had to work the farm, work the field, and I worked. And kids were told, you kids are to be seen and not heard. I get to reading the Bible. And God lets me know through his word, there's a lot of wisdom in those kids. That's just the culture in which you were raised or lived. All different. You will find that peace. God will use a child to reveal his word to you. Don't put them down. I was never allowed to speak. I wanted to say something in a business meeting one time. That was dumb for me to even think that that was going to work. And I remember being told, you're nothing but a child. You keep your mouth shut and you don't express it. Wait a minute. I'd said yes to Jesus and was a member of that particular church at that time. I was reading the book, and the book said that I had as much to say as anybody else did, but the culture didn't. And the culture, you see, I'll tell you this. I guess I'm getting off on this because Faye's gone today. Faye and Judy at a homecoming, and they're a home church out of White Mills. with the family. So she's with all her siblings today. It'll take me a week to get her straightened out. But down there at the homecoming, each church is different. In the church that I was raised in out of Greene County, when you walk through the entrance to the church, all the men sat on the right and all the women sat on the left. Yeah. Try that one today. All the women sat on the left. Only the men could amen. I remember exactly the way Jesus tells me to. And by remembering, I know that that was wrong. I knew it was wrong then. I knew it was wrong, but I wasn't allowed to speak because I had no voice. I guess the Lord just got aggravated with them and said, well, let me give you the voice, Larry. I'll call you to preach, and you go to that church and preach for a while. I did for 2 years. It was rough. But God uses you just like you are. Remember that when you first got saved, and be proud of that relationship that you have with your Savior. Then remember this in your life. Remember the miracles that you've witnessed in your life. Now, let me explain something to you on that one. I'm looking back now through combat, through life, through all of it, and I can see, I witness miracles that I was a part of receiving, but at that time I didn't recognize them as miracles. So think on that. Allow your mind to go all the way back and remember those days where you know that it was only the hand of God that could have allowed me to survive that situation, or protected me from this, or protected me from that. Now, the Lord doesn't tell you to remember for no reason, because as you remember God's blessings on you, then you become a greater blessing giver than you are. You give blessings to others. Take time. Understand where somebody's coming from when they've gone off on you. I mean, just lit straight into you. Think about that. You don't know what they went through just before they walked in that door. You remember back on your own times when you wished you had someone that would have just said, I love you. I don't have that memory growing up. I don't have that memory. Parents, give them that memory. You make sure you hear and say, I love you. Not, you know, I love you if you start acting right. Well, for one thing, that love's not worth a dime. And another thing, anybody with common sense knows, in our young days, we don't act right. We are actors, but we are messed up. Jesus said, as you grow, I want you to remember those so that you can help others during that time. Remember the miracles that God does. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 12. Remember the miracles he has done, his wonders and his decisions. I remember some people. I went back to Buffalo, Kentucky, and I was interim down there for a couple of years, helping them out when they were having trouble finding a pastor. And I remember doing that. And I remember the people. I grew up there. Snotty-nosed kid, Buffalo Hill. I had no dad. My dad had died. He was 38 years old when he died. And so I grew up without a father. and I might have been a tad wild as a kid, because I was the only one, we kids were the only ones left on the hill, and everybody went to work. But I remember looking back now at the impression some of the adults really made on me. Strangers to me as a kid, but their love was expressed to me, and I wasn't used to that. And as they expressed that love, I took it, you know, it's a great feeling. So remember that. As you grow in age, remember the miracles God does, sending your personality to someone else today. There's still a lot of people out there who never heard I love you. You could be their miracle. Remember the miracles he has done, his wonders and his decisions. God decided to let me live through combat, just through life, through the as a chaplain of the prison systems, and four stabbings and all of this kind of stuff, cancers and all of that, and I'm still breathing. Only God. Well, remember that. Those are miracles in your life. Thank God for those. But in thanking God, allow those miracles to be a blessing to someone else. Now, some of you may think that's strange when you hear me talk about, I never heard anyone tell me that they love me. Well, you'd be surprised how many children, young people are out there today that have never heard it sincerely. Never heard, I love you. And it may help them to know they're not alone. The same way with your life. The situation you grew up in. Somebody's in the same situation. Be their miracle. Show up when they need you. Speak up on their behalf. That's God's way. I know this for sure now, and it's something you remember. God will stay with you. It's not God's going to come down when I'm in trouble. No. God promised me, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He promised you that. He's not leaving me. The only thing is that we seem to put him back in our mind. Things are going good. Well, everything's going good. I got plenty. Don't be like the farmer. I'm going to build me some barns. And the Lord said, "Hell, fool, today your soul is required of you." Appreciate what God has done, but you appreciate it by sharing your miracles with others, and then you become their miracle. You become their answer to prayer. You're their answer. God chose you to be their answer. You don't have to call him down. He's already in you. All you have to do is recognize him. Listen to Isaiah 43:2. When you go through the deep water and great trouble, you're going to go through it. You're human. I will be with you. You're not going through it alone. Oh, it was so horrible going through that alone. Folks, I'm never alone. No trial, tribulation, sickness. Have I ever been alone? I will not die alone, even if not another human being is beside of me when I give it up, this life. I know Jesus. He's not leaving me. I don't care how messed up I am, he's not leaving me. When you go through rivers of difficulty, see, this is life. You're human. You're going to go through this. This is boot camp for the heaven to come. rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. I had a drill instructor in the Marine Corps that hoped I would. They strapped that backpack on me, 50 pounds, threw me in that Olympic swimming pool and said, swim. I did. Almost made it. And I remember seeing the end down there, and I also remembering my arms wouldn't do anymore. I couldn't even tread water. So I thought, I'll teach him a lesson. I'll let drown. I went down. He jumped in, full dress uniform, pulls me up, and I remember the words, but I never heard the language before. And I understood God is with me, no matter what the situation. Even if I don't like you, they can't let you drown. And Jesus won't. He'll always be there. When you walk through the fire of oppression, do you ever have them coming at you all at the same time? I will destroy you. I will make sure you never do this. You know, they all make all of these charges. And to be able to look at them, and inside you have a heart to smiling. You want to tell them, boys, girls, you're not in charge. I happen to know the one that's in charge. He lives in me. Now, Jesus will correct me. Oh, he will put me on the sideline. He will teach me a bunch of lessons, and I appreciate it. But he'll never let people control the message that comes from me, or to control the actions that he's given me to take. Jesus is with you, folks. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. Understand that scripture. You're going to get burned. You're going to feel the sting. You're going to think you're not going to make it. The flames will not consume you. Satan doesn't have that power. Another human being doesn't have that power. You know why? I know the Savior of the world. He's the Lord of my life. I've accepted him personally. Jesus knows my name. And I'll drop his name in a heartbeat. If you talk about a name dropper, go ahead, do the best you can. If God wants me to fall, I'll fall because God wants me to fall, but you won't do it. I never realized how angry that makes people when you say that to them. And they try harder. But listen to me individually. You're here for a purpose. Your purpose on earth, you need to remember, was decided by God before time existed. So your name's been thrown around for a long time in heaven. When your day and your time to shine for the Lord comes, get excited about it. For in you is the hope of the lost person that's never heard the name Jesus. In you is a miracle just waiting that God wants to use you to present to someone that is hurting. You're important to God. You're important to the people you know because of that. Appreciate it. And remember, he always stays with you. He's not leaving you. Though everybody else walk away, God will never walk away. You will never hear these words from God, I don't love you anymore. You'll never hear them. Amen. God loves you. He saved you just like you are. He gave His Son knowing that you would mock Him, knowing that you'd mess up time and time again. And Jesus died for me anyway. And He said, I love you, Larry Pete. I heard the words, I love, from my Savior. Maybe nobody else heard them, but I heard, I love you. When they said, you can't be a preacher. And God said, you will be a preacher. I heard Him. He has a message for you. When God says you can, that's why you're supposed to pray for your enemies. They're in a mess, folks. They're going against you, and God's got you set on a path. Pray for them. They need your prayers. Remind you again of Job. Remember Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar? They got through giving Job all that chewing out, all that wisdom they had. God comes on the scene, and God says, gentlemen, I don't think He called them gentlemen. They were wise, but they were dumb as a box of rocks when it came to the Spirit of Christ. God was in Job, and He said, God did, to Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, get Job to pray for you, for everything you told Job was wrong. Now that, you know, when you're studying Scripture, and then later, after you studied all of that, God says everything they said was wrong. You think, oh, I hope I didn't preach on that. I hope I didn't preach that a different way. That's why you continue in your prayer, continue in your study. But God says, I want you to know, I'll never leave you. I'm going to stay with you. And here's the big one I love. God finishes what He started. He started in me a work He wanted me to do. I won't finish it. God will. I can't finish it because it's of God. In your life, God is giving you a ministry. Yes, folks, everyone has a ministry. Always look for the opportunity. God's given you gifts. Use those to help others. You glorify God. The gift of joy, of you giving others joy, give it away. And you'll have a lot more. God says, remember, I finish what I start. Philippians 1 verse 6, be confident of this. That's something you can hang on to. Be confident of this, that God, who began a good work in you. Now again, if you really studied, you would know that that work began in you before you were ever born. God's ahead of your game. God knows you before the world was ever introduced to you. Be confident of this, that God, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion. He will. You can't complete it. You didn't start it. He will. Until the day of Christ Jesus. Okay. The day you step over that threshold and you meet Jesus face to face, this human existence part is over for you. You have just graduated into eternity. You have just graduated not only just knowing Jesus, you met Him face to face. And Jesus knows your name. And Jesus says, come in, my faithful servant. Yet you, just like me, will look at ourselves as failing in being faithful so often. God doesn't. You see, when God sees you, right now, He sees you complete. He knows you as being complete. He sees the bloodline that's in you when you said yes to Jesus. And the blood of His Son will never be rejected. But God the Father, who watched Him shed it for you. Remember how powerful that blood is. It's the salvation of the world, of life. Then remember, worship God faithfully. Oh, the world has thrown a lot of shiny trinkets in your path. A lot of fun things in your path. Don't ever allow them to come ahead of your commitment to the God who loves you. 1 Samuel 12:24. Worship Him faithfully with your whole heart. Lord, I don't know how I'll make it, but I know I'll make it because You're in my heart. Keep in mind the great things He has done among you. We got history, folks. We have a history. I got a history with Jesus. I have a history in miracles. I got a history because God gave me that history. And also, I read the book, and I know who wins. I know who's already won. And I know who I belong to. And I'll never let you forget this. And Jesus knows my name. It's all you need. You tell people that. Who do you think you are? Jesus knows my name. That's a good answer. Don't you sweat what man will say. The scripture tells us, do not be afraid of man that can only kill your body, and after that they have nothing over you. But fear God, who after killing your body can cast you into hell. I'll never see hell unless God puts me on a tour. I'll never see it. I'll never see it the way that people who are going to be there will. I'll never see that. Because I know Jesus and He knows me. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your word. And we know, Father, that Your word is always true, is our hope, is our map, is our direction for life, for love, for peace. Touch us now, Father, as we serve You. As the world comes against You, Father, they will come against Your church. Help us, dear Lord God, as Your children, to be prepared for the onslaught of evil, knowing there's always victory in Jesus. We ask Your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.